listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. Busy Monday. A lot going on. They got the Rookie Spotlight Show will be this Thursday night on News Channel 5, so check that out. Appreciate everybody who tuned in to the Dog Pound Report over the weekend. If you missed it, you could always get the Dog Pound Report broken up by segment on ClevelandBrowns.com and, of course, on the Browns mobile app. We had a lot of good stuff on that
Where's
show
Where's that
this
show
weekend.
At again? Just
It's on News Channel 5, okay. Sundays at 11:30 in the morning.
Show, what
trouble
show?
With that.
Yes, thank you, Gibbs.
Yeah. Just making sure everybody knows.
Was that a
knows.
Shot, Gibbs? Was that a shot?
Hey, we tried to give something away one time, and no one knew what channel. I'm they making sure everybody's aware it's on Channel
it's
5.
It's always News Channel 5, 11:30. Now, this Sunday coming up, you'll have a special Rookie Spotlight. We'll air Thursday and Sunday, so there won't be a Dog Pound Report, but you will have the Rookie Spotlight there.
And you
so
should
we'll
be tuning in to News Channel 5 tonight.
And
Mark
Gibbs.
Johnson, man, tornado watch. We're on tornado watch, folks.
I don't want really? A tornado.
Oh, yeah.
That sucks.
Parts of the area, my friend. Lorain County is under a tornado watch.
We need to, on a side note, what we need to do is we need to figure out how we can get the legal side so we can get some giveaways going on this show.
Yes.
You guys tell me what you want to give away, depending on the value, and I can run it past legal. I mean, some things we might be able to just give away.
Well, we got to give away. I think we got some FanFest tickets to give away. Again.
See, now that's festive. We can do that.
Yeah, we'll do that this week. FanFest coming up, of course, June 6th. Here's a question from Jay Rowland, and it's funny he asked this because Matt and I were just doing this. How many tight ends, wide receivers, running backs will the Browns keep on the final 53? My answer is going to be 6 wide receivers, 4 tight ends, including Malcolm Johnson as a tight end, and I will say 4 running backs for now, but I think it's probably going to end up being 3.
It's going to be 3 and a practice squad guy.
That's a lot of skill position, guys.
It is.
It's only 14.
Okay, but you got to – after last year, you're going to go heavy offensive line. After last year, with what we've drafted and the talent we have in the D-line room, you're going to be heavy there. And then with the defensive
style we play – I think you're only going to carry 2 quarterbacks.
Right, you are. So you save a spot there. But also, too, the way in which we play defense, this philosophy, you're corner heavy as well.
Wait, you said we got to have a 3rd quarterback on the practice squad.
Yeah,
Connor will be on the practice squad. But when I did the 53, that's why I had 6, 4, and 4, and I was still able to be under. I was still more defensive than offensive.
Yeah.
But I think that's the final number. If you're going to lose one, it's going to be at running back because they might count Johnson in both rooms, so it'll end up being, you know,
exactly
13 total between those 3 positions. But I think you're going to get 6 receivers, especially if Marlon Moore. Now, if you decide that you don't need that 6th receiver and you go 5 because those guys can all play special teams, then that frees you up to carry another lineman or – carry a 3rd quarterback or another corner so that somebody else doesn't pick him up, because I think that's where they're going to run into trouble is on the defensive line and at corner.
The other thing, and we'll get into this as we get closer and closer to the football season, just for me, yes, I was a linebacker and I played defense, but I was also a special teams guy majority of my career. Even when I played defense, I was playing on some special teams. Is you got to look at your guys that defense played a lot of reps last year. If they have to do the same thing again, they're not going to be able to contribute as deeply as they'd like to on the special teams. And strong defense, very, very good special teams, and your ability to run the football and convert first downs on offense, and you've got a quality football team.
That's what the Browns certainly going to try to do. Thank you, everybody, for being with us here today. Tomorrow, we're going to hear from the offensive coordinator of the Cleveland Browns, John DeFilippo, with some very interesting comments about Johnny Manziel, and he's very pleased with the progress of this offense. We'll talk to him tomorrow. We're hoping to get some players for you this week as well, so a lot still to come here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys, and again, on behalf of Jason Gibbs, Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford.
See ya.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.